In case you missed it, this article was previously published on Stratford Today. After welcoming a big contingent of new board members with new ideas, downtown Stratford BIA embarked on what would be a fulfilling year. Jamie Pritchard, BIA general manager, said 2023 featured a combination of new initiatives and traditional events, capped with some important projects that will ensure the local organization continues on a steady course. One of the biggest items on the BIA agenda included commissioning a strategic plan, which the BIA has received after details were finalized late last year. "We are starting 2024 with a clear set of governance goals and guidance, including what each of our committees will be focused on," Pritchard told Stratford Today. The BIA also developed an equity, diversity, inclusion, and anti-racism policy, which is an important guiding document, the GM said. "There were plenty of events in the community last year, including a big party for the local BIA, which turned 50 on August 27. A downtown-wide sidewalk sale was held to celebrate the occasion in Market Square. The Stratford Festival chipped in to help with the party. We haven't had a sidewalk sale in 15 years. There was great participation from merchants and the streets were packed with people." The organization ran another successful $10 back campaign, providing shoppers and diners with $10 gift certificates for spending $100 at downtown businesses. "It brings some business downtown," Pritchard noted. The organization also encouraged a dog-friendly downtown through its Dog Days of Summer event, which featured dog shows and competitions. Similar to that, the BIA solicited local businesses to allow customers into stores with their pets, which went well, Pritchard said. Pritchard was happy with a new coffee club idea, which brings BIA members together once per month. Similar to the Business After 5 concept, members can talk shop and get to know each other. The BIA has hosted two events so far. "The annual Winter Wonderland events were again well received," Pritchard said. "That included magical carousel rides, s'mores at the fire pits, and a visit from Santa Claus for photos. There were 4,200 carousel riders, over 650 visits with Santa, 1,248 s'more kits and 2,600 candy canes handed out." Winter Wonderland raised $1,957 for Stratford Connection Center, a drop-in space for people experiencing homelessness or are otherwise vulnerable. The local BIA is also working on offering digital downtown dollars, a program that allows people to purchase from a large selection of merchants while supporting local businesses. The traditional currency, however, could be replaced by a digital version. "We have spent quite a bit of time researching companies that can do digital downtown dollars and anticipate a launch in 2025. Pritchard said that is but one example of the BIA's goal to offer a wide variety of initiatives and events for members and other city residents. "We are trying to come up new ideas and get people into the downtown."